This is Dr. Mejia for the patient Lourdes Fernandez. Medical record is 110965, that were 10-4-1959. Referring physician Dr. Irelis Rodriguez. Procedure performed, EJD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy. Date of the procedure, February 25th, 2022. Indications, history of colon polyp, GERD, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, fundus polyp. Number 2, three polyps removed from the colon. Next number. Diverticulosis coli, next number, internal hemorrhoids, next number. Three colon polyps removed, perioperative deform section, second portion of the duodenum. For the colonoscopy, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECOM for the colonoscopy, complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, marginal anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, perioperative opera procedure, aspirin double template, perioperative findings, oropharynx appear normal, perioperative esophagus appear normal, perioperative stomach, there is a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy taken, period. Stomach, antrum, and body appear normal. Biopsies taken right H. pylori, paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage. Grade 1 period. Sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp in the sigmoid colon about 3 to 4 millimeters. Remove by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. There's multiple diverticulitis in the sigmoid. Sphenic flexure, diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, perioperative transverse colon appear normal. Paragraph hepatic flexure, diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. Ascending colon, diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, scattered diverticulosis present, pure cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.